Good morning. It's Sunday the 20th of February, and here are today's top news stories, brought to you by rtltoday.lu. French President Emmanuel Macron will call Russia's Vladimir Putin on Sunday to try to avert what Western powers predict will be an imminent invasion of Ukraine. Over the weekend, civilians were evacuated from increasingly barraged frontline regions, where Kiev said on Saturday that two of its soldiers had died in an attack, the first fatalities in the conflict in more than a month. The Kremlin insists it has no incursion plans, but its test firing of nuclear-capable missiles on Saturday did little to alleviate tensions. US President Joe Biden, who earlier said he was convinced Russia would invade in the coming days, is convening a rare Sunday National Security Council meeting over the crisis. US and EU officials have said they believe Moscow is attempting to fabricate a pretext for its offensive by having proxy outlets put out false information about violence in rebel-held enclaves in eastern Ukraine. On Saturday, Luxembourg's Minister for the Civil Service, Mark Hansen, defended the government's handling of the pandemic. The DP minister stressed that what the people are interested in is the way the government has handled the coronavirus crisis. All of the other things, scandals such as the bullying accusations against former DP member Monica Semedo, Prime Minister Xavier Bettel's plagiarism affair, and criticism of Corinne Cahan related to deaths in retirement homes, all of this is now past us, Hansen stated in an interview on RTL Radio. According to the minister, people know very well what to make of the government's work, and as polls suggest that 75% of the population supports the COVID-19 measures, Hansen states that he is optimistic regarding the elections due for October 2023. Rescue workers pulled more bodies on Saturday from the muddy wreckage left by devastating floods and landslides in the Brazilian city of Petropolis, where the death toll rose to 146, including 26 children. In a dense fog, workers dug with spades and shovels through the rubble and muck as the search churned through its fifth day. But authorities say there is little hope at this point of finding survivors from Tuesday's torrential rains. Officials say 24 people have been rescued alive, but that came mostly in the early hours after the tragedy. Rio de Janeiro State Police said 218 people remain missing as of late Friday. Police in riot gear cleared the main protest hub in downtown Ottawa on Saturday, using batons and pepper spray and making dozens of arrests, as they worked to flush out a hardcore of demonstrators occupying the Canadian capital. In a day-long show of force, hundreds of officers pushed into the city centre, facing off intense scenes with determined protesters who hurled gas canisters and smoke grenades at advancing police, linking arms and chanting freedom. By the afternoon, police backed by tactical vehicles and overwatched by snipers had cleared Wellington Street in front of the Canadian Parliament, the epicentre of the trucker-led demonstrations that began almost a month ago over COVID-19 health rules. Ottawa Interim Police Chief Steve Bell told a news conference very important progress had been made on day two of the operation to clear the protesters, though he cautioned it was not over. The weather will be grey and rainy throughout the day. Storm showers are set to return this evening, with wind reaching up to 65 kilometres per hour. Morning temperatures of 2 to 4 degrees Celsius will rise to a high of 9 in the afternoon, remaining between 6 and 8 degrees in the evening. For more on any of these stories, and for the latest news headlines, visit rtltoday.lu.